Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome to the Friday edition of the LeadX Leadership Show. I hope you're feeling good. It's Friday after all. Well, it is if you're listening to this on the same day I released it, but hey, happy other day of the week if it isn't. Kevin Cruz here. Welcome to what is known as the Fan Mail Edition, Fan Mail Friday. I hope this week that you remembered to thank some of your team members or just some colleagues at work so that they can feel appreciated. I hope you remembered to mention the company or team vision or goals or big, hairy, audacious goals, BHAGs, so that people can trust that the future is bright. And I hope you gave some effective feedback to your team members this week, just like a sports coach would, so that they can all feel that they're growing and getting better week by week. And hey, if it's Friday and you didn't do any of those things, it is not too late to think about growth, recognition, and trust. And as you've practiced it at work all week, don't forget to use it at home as well. It works miracles. So if I sound pumped up, hey, I'm trying hard. I actually was feeling a little tired, a little out of it, a little busy this morning, but I reset my mindset, listened to some upbeat music. What is it about Drake, by the way? I mean, I'm way too old and nerdy to be listening to Drake. My kids make fun of me because I sort of force myself to just to stay culturally relevant. He's got more hit singles than the Beatles and just broke all kinds of records. He's in all these like rap feuds with other hip hop stars. I don't understand it at all. But anyway, what else is going on in my world? I am going to Hawaii for the first time, going to Oahu for 5 days and the Big Island with the kids and the GF and her kids and even my sister. There's like 8 of us, which I think that's what's stressing me out. Like this vacation has me totally triggered because it's, you know, how do you keep 8 people happy? You know, okay, this person's a vegan, this person's a vegetarian, this person's a meat eater, this person wants to hang out at the pool, this person wants to go hiking. Ugh, it's gonna be crazy. Working on final book edits from the book that never ends, the book that doesn't come out until next year. And I don't know, this is fun. I mean, it might be beating a dead horse, but so I was telling you about how I created my leader's user manual, a 1-page thing all about me, but designed for my team members to understand me better, you know, my work style, all my quirks. Well, that article, I haven't even checked it in a week or so, but I think it's got over 30,000, 40,000 views on Forbes. So we created a video and it is out. By the time you are listening to this, there's a 5-minute video that Katrina made on my team. Katrina knocked it out of the park. I think it's one of her best videos so far. And if you want to see it everywhere that I am, you can go see it. But go to YouTube and either look at the LeadX Life channel or the Kevin Cruz, K-R-U-S-E, channel. Or on Facebook, I'm Cruz Author. Or again, the LeadX page is LeadX Life on Facebook. Those would be the best places to see it. Facebook, YouTube, I'm posting it up on LinkedIn, but that will probably be a couple days past you by the time you do it. But I think you're going to really like this video. And if you view it, please give it a thumbs up or down or leave a comment. That tells me, you know, that you saw it and tells others that it's worth checking out. What else is going on in my world? God, you know, I hate the company Regus. They're the office, like the executive office rental space, if you don't know them. I've been with them for 10 years. They're answering the phone, doing the mail. Every now and then I get a conference room. I don't really work from their offices. I've been a loyal customer for 10 years. You know how many thousands of dollars I've sent them? And I finally couldn't take it anymore. Their billing process, their unsexy back office thing that probably nobody worries about, it has driven me away. And it's made me want like I'm raging. I hate them. It's so hard to trigger me. Oh, Regus billing. You know, it's one of these things where they'll send you an invoice that says, hey, you know, you owe this money for the month. And I send it to my accounting person who says, hey, we already paid that. We pay it automatically every month. So I tell them, hey, we've already paid you. I don't hear back from them. And then they send another email. Hey, you need to pay this. Otherwise, you're going to get fined this big penalty, blah, blah, blah. It's like this endless back and forth month after month. And then finally, I said, forget this. Jackie, get us into WeWork. So we got this really cool WeWork space, Center City, Philadelphia. Very sweet. So he said, hey, Regis, we're out of here. And they're like, you know what? You need to give us 90 days notice. It's in your contract. So I'm double paying office rent for 90 days because I didn't know about this clause in my contract. So this, first of all, is my rant to say, Regis, I hate you. Second, the supposed business lesson, but I think it's valid, is we spend so much time on the sexy part of our business. This is whether you've got a startup, a fancy big company, or you know, you're a consultant. It's what does our website look like? What do our brochures look like? What is our sales and marketing message? How do we grow sales? Well, how often do we think about how do we retain our customers? And you know, all the complaints I've sent to Regis about their billing system, it's not like I've been silent. I've sent their corporate office complaints. I've sent their local office complaints. I've ranted on Twitter twice now. Not a single time has anyone reached out to say, sorry, or how can we do better, or help us to get better, or here's a free month's rent or whatever. Like, I don't care about that, but zero customer service or support. Do not forget about your current customers and what their experience is like working with you once you spend all that time and money to get them in the door. Anyway, little sales and marketing entrepreneurship rant. What else is going on? The other thing that's really interesting to me, as you guys know, if you've been listening in, you know, I'm in massive hiring mode. So I'm looking for a full-time CTO, full-time head of marketing. Real soon, I'm going to announce I'm looking for two business development reps out of Philly. You know, I'm hiring all kinds of positions. And, you know, it's very interesting to me. You know, the one thing that I've noticed, I always try to get people to connect with me. And first, not on the phone, but on like Skype or something or FaceTime. So we could just have a more personal conversation and see each other. It's so hard to communicate. It's horrible to communicate over email. It's hard just voice. So the more fidelity, the more senses we can use, the better. And most people say, yeah, no problem. And yet some people will say, I just can't pull that off. It's got to be a phone call. And then they're on their cell phone, or you can tell at the appointed time I call them, and they're in the middle of some meeting, and there's all this background noise, and their cell phone's cutting in and out. Even though that has nothing to do with the candidate, and they might be smart and a great leader and all that stuff, it's really hard as the hiring manager to cut through like the static and the strain of just hearing them and trying to understand what they're saying. So, you know, if you're on that side, you know, if you're trying to sell someone something, again, try to make sure you're on a high quality communication channel. The other thing I've noticed is most of the candidates are pretty cool and know what they're doing, but a few will say, all right, you know, why are you looking now? Or what's your dream job look like? And, you know, I'm asking because I want to know. And I also want to know what their hot buttons are that I can trigger to get them on board. There's quite a few candidates that say, well, look, I just want to know where the best financial opportunity is. I'm going to go to the startup that's got the best shot of making me more millions of dollars. And I appreciate their candor, but I never move forward with a candidate like that. Like if it's just about the money, I had an old business partner who once said, like we were going back and forth on a contract before we were partners. And he got so mad. He's like, Kevin, if you're just all about the money, there's a lot easier ways to make millions of dollars. And he was a much older guy than me at the time. I guess I was like, I don't know, in my late 30s. And I'm like, Larry, let me stop right there. What are better ways to make millions of dollars? And without even pausing, he said, laundromats. Laundromats. Now, he's not the first one to tell me that you can make millions in cash retail businesses, but I just thought it was a funny line. So anyway, these people who are telling me they're going to pick their next CTO job based on whoever has the best odds of giving them millions of dollars, you know, the upside, I'm just not interested in that. You know, like life is short, business is hard. I mean, entrepreneurship gets glamorized. It is freaking hard. And having the money reason will go away. You know, I need people who are interested in the mission and the vision. And even if they don't care about sparking 100 million leaders in 10 years, I mean, that's very personal to me. They can say, I want to join a team of amazing people working on amazing problems to make a little bit of a dent in the universe. I mean, that's a great answer, right? You know, picking a place that's going to make me money, I appreciate their honesty, but I'm not interested. What else? Well, in a minute, I'm going to talk about, we got questions from Charlotte who feels overwhelmed when there's too much to do. I got a question about employee engagement, and I even have an entrepreneurship question. Someone who just started in a multi-level marketing business with $100 and wants to turn it into $1,000 in, I think she has 30 days or they boot her out of the program or something like that. But first, I need to remind you, if you haven't already left a review for the LeadX show, please do so. It's a great favor to me. It's the best way to guarantee that we keep growing our audience. Just go onto iTunes. It takes like less than a minute to leave. Just search up the LeadX Leadership Show. Click ratings and reviews, click some stars, and you're out of there. If you want to write a sentence, that's great. On Stitcher, if you're listening on Stitcher on an Android phone, same kind of thing. It would mean the world to me. And I hope you'll check out leadx.org, where you can get a free trial to the LeadX Academy. It will help you to double your productivity. It will help you to be the boss everyone fights to work for. So Charlotte emailed me saying, I feel overwhelmed when there's too much to do. And indeed, Charlotte, that is one of the 15 secrets. And this, I talk about reading a book from Andy Grove. He was the founder and CEO of Intel. And he's no longer with us, but wrote a couple of great books. And, you know, he talked about always going home for dinner at 6 o'clock every single day. And, you know, he's running this giant growing tech company. You know, there's massive multi-million dollar problems, or even in later years, billion dollar chip factory problems. And every day he would go home at the same time. And he said that you have to realize, yes, there is too much to do. And there will always be too much to do. There will always be more to do. And it's kind of almost like a Zen koan. But when you truly understand that there will always be more to do, then you realize, okay, so it's not like stay late in the office to catch up, or stay late to take care of this problem, or now that everybody left, I can get more work done. Because there's always going to be more to do. You will never get that feeling. It's kind of like when I complain about owning a home. Boy, I just repaired the leaky roof and now I need to repair something else. And it's true. It never actually ends. It just, what will you fix this month on your house? That's what it is with our to-do lists and all of that in life. So we need to just pause and realize we can't have it all. We can't do it all. We have 1,440 minutes a day. And when we both realize the hard cap, the hard reality of 1440, and how valuable a single minute is, that's when everything changes. And we become intentional and we say, okay, of all the millions of things that could be done and I can't do, which ones are most important? Which ones am I going to intentionally choose to work on? Not work on because they're easy, work on because, you know, they're fast, work on because so-and-so stopped by and I couldn't say no. What are the things that are most important and that align with my values? And then how many minutes will I allocate to them each day? Is it going to be an 8-hour workday or a 10-hour workday or a 14-hour workday? Hey, I don't judge, you know, but you get to decide. And once you've decided, I'm willing to put this many hours into the day or into the week, then that's that. And you walk away with all that stuff still needs to get done because there's no way to ever solve that problem. All right, I got a question moving to, let's see, leadership from Nikunj. Let's see. Hello, Kevin. Hope you're doing well. I have watched your video on YouTube on a subject called employee engagement. It was really an eye-opening session. And I'm going to do a soft plug. My YouTube channel stinks, and I want to do a much better job on it. So if everybody can go to Cruz Author on YouTube or just search up Kevin Cruz, follow my YouTube page, watch a few videos, click a few likes, and that's going to encourage me to start working with Katrina to pump out more frequent videos like the Leadership User Manual. Anyway, back to Nikunj. He says, being from HR, I would like to know what could be the activities to do as an executive to improve employee engagement. Thank you in regards to Nikunj. Okay, so when it comes to improving employee engagement, there's organization-wide stuff and then individual stuff. So an organization, you will move the needle on employee engagement. People say, oh, it doesn't work or whatever. This always works. Send out a well-crafted employee engagement survey to your organization at least once a year. I always do it every 6 months. Give the results to the team leaders. So Jane, this is your score, your engagement score for your team. And here's how you stack up against all the other team leaders in the company. Are you above average? Are you average? Are you below average? And by the way, here's your high scores and your low scores. You're doing a really good job at recognition, really poor job of communication, whatever it is. Then each manager needs to share the results. Yes, vulnerability, transparency, share the results with the team members. We asked you to invest your time in this survey. We are looking at this, doing something. Here's the results. It wasn't a waste of your time. Now help us brainstorm. So it's grassroots. Hey team, what can we do to improve communication on this team? And then, you know, you make an action plan, only pick one or two items, you know, in every, say, 6 month cycle, and follow through on it, and then survey again. And every survey cycle, you'll get 10% better over and over, and it'll just start to build. Now, on an individual level, I'm not sure where the question's coming from. So we know from Gallup research, over 70% of the variance in engagement is tied back to the manager, who our boss is. So as a boss, how do we trigger feelings of engagement? If you don't have a survey to tell you, like, hey, you're doing a poor job on communication, good rule of thumbs, like if you look at the macro data, growth, recognition, and trust. You know, it's how I started the show. We all want to feel like we're growing, we're learning, we're being challenged. So as a manager, how can you help people on their career path to do that? We all want to feel appreciated. So a good, sincere thank you goes a long way. A written thank you note is like magic on earth. And trust is about more like, I trust that leadership has a plan for the future. So that's when we need to talk about, you know, the goals and the mission and how the daily work aligns to those things. So that would be how you can, you know, massively drive better employee engagement. And then I got, you know, a slightly unusual question, entrepreneurship question. Now, I told her I wouldn't use her name, but she writes, the challenge I'm facing now is I've joined a network marketing business with, she mentions the company, but with the lowest capital, which only gives me access to retail the products. The challenge is the company gave me 60 days to retail the products and reach the maximum capital and to have full access to the business, including building a team. How can I sell the products and reach $1,000? I've started with $100. She has to sell $1,000 worth of product in 60 days in order to unlock the next level, which then lets her recruit team members. And it, I don't want to read into this, but it sounds like she's more interested in recruiting team members than in selling the product. And of course, that's how you would scale up a multi-level marketing business. So my answer is, first of all, thanks for that question. My answer is, you know, I've known a couple of people who do make six figures a year working well into the six figures, working more or less full-time in multi-level marketing company. And I probably know for every one person I know that's earning six figures, I probably know 10 to 20 who've tried and quit because it didn't work out for them. So I think MLM, I'm not anti-MLM at all. I think, you know, you want to open a franchise, it's going to cost you $1 million to open a McDonald's, $100,000 probably to open a Subway or something like that. I don't really know. And so MLM is kind of like a franchise thing that's almost free, you know, $100 you're in. So it's tough. What I will say is this, that the people I speak to who do well at it have told me that the best way to sell MLM is to use the products yourself and to just talk about your experience. So with this particular company, you know, you might buy the nutritional fasting kit or that they have and do the fast and talk about it on social media. Oh, I'm doing this fast. Oh, I'm not that hungry, but I'm still doing the fast. Or, oh, I'm having a hard day, but then I feel great, whatever it is. And by telling people how you have more energy, or hopefully they look at you and they say, wow, you've lost a lot of weight since the last time I've seen you. Or, oh, your skin looks great. Or, I love that perfume, you know, what is it? Just by you sharing your success, your results, your transformation story, then people, your friends, your family, people at work, whatever, will more likely just say, wow, that's amazing. How did you do it? I'd like to do it too. Like in anything in sales, if you just go for the features and benefits and harass your friends and neighbors, you're not going to sell a lot and they're going to resent you. Just by using the product and sharing it, the better. So when it comes to turning $100 into $1,000 or moving $1,000 a product in 60 days, most MLM people who are scaling it today are actually not really just using their friends and family. It's all social media. So they are offering up these stories and these opportunities and these transformations on multimedia, on Facebook, on Instagram. And so I keep trying to not say the name. So if you already have a large social media following, and this goes for anybody trying to sell anything, you're a consultant or whatever, if you've built up your email newsletter list, if you've built up goodwill by giving value to people for free for all these years, if you've got a lot of followers on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, then yes, you can maybe start to share whatever it is you have to offer and sell it. But if you're starting at zero, like if you really don't have your platform built up, I think it's really, really hard to sell anything in a 60-day timeframe. But best of luck to you. I love entrepreneurs. I love people who just try to do different things. And that would be my kind of commentary and advice. Friends, that's it. I hope you have an amazing weekend. And remember, you are leading all of the time because leadership is influence. It's just a question of whether you're influencing in a positive direction or a negative direction. Let's start with today. How are you going to lead today?